Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. And today we're going to discuss credit hacks. And I don't mean by hacks like how to increase your credit scores. I'm talking about people that got, or companies that got hacked, and all of your data got sucked into their system, and now it's probably out on the dark web. So if you haven't had any experiences with, such as, you know, credit cards that are applied for that you didn't apply for, I personally went through an IRS issue where somebody filed an IRS return, tax returns on my behalf, and got a $10,000 refund, and it wasn't me. All this stuff. If you're watching the news or you're tuned into some of this stuff, you saw that Capital One is huge. Capital One just got breached, and over 100 million, 100 million, not 100,000, not a million, 100 million people got their data hacked. And we're talking names, addresses, social security numbers, birth dates, everything about you. Now that information goes out on the dark web. So what happens? How do you protect yourself from this? And I'm going to go over some of the other places that got hacked recently just to show you there's probably close to a billion hacks out there where people got their data hacked. And even the IRS got hacked. So when it comes down to the IRS, oh boy, if the government can't protect this, how are these independent companies going to protect it? So I hope you like the show today. If you would, please tune in every night. Also, I also podcast this over YouTube, iTunes, Spotify. There's probably 50 different places that I push this data out. So if you find this video informative, or this radio show or podcast informative, please check out all the other data that I have. If you'd like to reach me personally, I have an 800 number now. So I'm getting calls all over the country. As anybody that follows me knows, that you know, I made a move recently to a national company. The reason being is I want to spread out my assistance to anybody in the country right now. So if you want to reach me, call 844-775-LOAN. And again, my name is Dan Frio. Just Google Dan Frio and you'll find me all over the web. So today we're going to talk about, with these credit hacks, what's going on? Or credit breaches, I guess, is the best way to put it. What happens is somebody breaks into the databases of these big companies. The companies are, like I just said, Capital One had over 100 million records stolen. 100 million. Yahoo recently had 3 billion records stolen in 2013. They had 500 million in 2014. Marriott. So if you ever went to Marriott, stayed there, you have a Marriott rewards card, anything to do with Marriott. In 2018, just last year, 500 million. Guys, we're talking millions and billions, not hundreds and thousands. Millions. They had 500 million records hacked. Equifax, 2017, 146 million. eBay recently, 145 million. I'll stop there. That's just the top five. The list goes on and on and on. So what do you do? What I want to do today is I want to go through some steps with you to protect your credit. Because here's what will happen is you'll hear this data and it'll go in one ear and out the other. And then you'll forget about it. What's happening is the people that are hacking this data, they're not automatically grabbing that data, running out there and now, you know, getting credit or getting credit cards or doing tax returns and all this on you now, because it's a hot topic. So they're under the radar. So everybody's watching, you know, what's going on. What'll happen is they'll sit on this data. They'll sit on this data for maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And then all of a sudden you're going to start seeing bam, bam, bam. So I don't see, you know, this Capital One thing isn't going to affect you in the next 2, 3, 4, 6 months. A year from now, 2 years from now, you will be affected. The odds of you not getting affected are slim. Go through it. You got 3 billion from Yahoo, 500 million Yahoo, 500 million Marriott, 100 million Capital One. You're talking all right there, 4 billion records stolen. 4 billion people had their data hacked. Okay, so what do we do? We're going to go through the steps right now on what you need to do. Not what you should do, what you need to do to protect yourself. Okay, the first thing is the most effective way to do this. Number one is you want to freeze your credit. Okay, you want to freeze it. So how do you do that? It's pretty simple, and I will, if you're listening to this on iTunes, YouTube, whatever, any podcast, I will make sure, you know, down in the description section, I'll put some links to where you could go to do that. You basically go directly to the three credit agencies, the big three credit agencies, which is Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. And you apply through their system to freeze your credit. Now, you need to do it on all three. Okay, all three. One doesn't help you. You might freeze Equifax, but they're going to get into the other data. So you need to do all three of them. Okay, you're going to freeze the account. So what happens is, and I see this a lot, I should see it more when I'm helping people with their mortgages, but I don't. But what happens is, I'll go, somebody will apply for a mortgage. I'll go in, you know, to run their credit, because that's one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle with mortgages. I'll run their credit, and all of a sudden it's boom, boom, boom. There's no scores. There's nothing. And I'm thinking, ah, man, they have no credit scores. This is going to be difficult. Then I look down through in a little more detail and says, froze. Cool. Pretty simple fix. I call that client and just say, you know what? They give you each one of those agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. They give you a 4-digit PIN. You just log back in and you unfreeze. Pretty simple. It's not that difficult. You go in and unfreeze it. Okay. So here's how I walk people through the mortgage section of this. Please. And I'll start asking this more and more when I am taking applications, but I'll start asking, is your credit froze? Most people will look at me like a deer in the headlights. They have no clue what I mean by froze. So I'm going to try to get this data out to as many people as I can. And so if you would, you know, share this video, if you're listening to it on a video, if you're listening to it on podcast, please spread the word. And this is what everybody should do in regards to their credit. How to protect you from getting identity theft is the best way to put it. Okay. So you go to each one of these agencies, Equifax, TransUnion, Experian, and you freeze your account. You set up the account. It doesn't cost you anything. You'll set up a PIN. You're froze. So now when somebody pulls your credit or somebody tries to do something, they can't access anything. So let's say I stole all of your information. Now I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to go out now and get credit cards. I'm going to take big cash advances on these things. By time ever they get their statement, they'll realize, oh boy, there was a cash advance on this, and now you're fighting it. But that person already has your money. So what happens is when they have your data, they go apply for a credit card or a loan or a personal loan. They can't do anything. Because one of the first steps in, you know, applying for the credit card is you go online, you put in your data, social security number, birthday, your income, blah, 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 blah. You click the approve button, wait 2 minutes, boom, it says you're approved. Well, if your credit is froze, it's going to come back saying, you know what, you're going to have to either call in or do it another way, or you're going to have to unfreeze your accounts. Ultimately, you're going to have to unfreeze those accounts for that loan application or that credit application to go through. So they can't do anything until you unfreeze the account. So that's probably the number one, I'll say that is the number one way to avoid a credit breach or a credit hack on your on you personally. So we're going to freeze the account. Okay. So here's what I did. I created, and this is kind of a fluke, but I created a system or a website. It's called creditscoresandmore.com. The reason why I created this site a couple years ago was most of the time, or almost all the time, I cannot help a person get a mortgage is because of their credit scores or lack of. So I created a system that's a four-step process. I'm going to tweak that here in the near future, or maybe even today if I can. The steps involved in that website is number one step that I urge everybody to do, everybody, and we're going to get to this in the next segment, is we want to set up a credit monitoring system. So anytime anything is done, if your credit is pulled for any reason, you're going to get an alert, and it'll go to your phone, it'll go to your emails, it'll go to everything. It's a completely free system. So go to creditscoresandmore.com and complete step one. Do not buy anything else. It's going to ask you to do a Primo package or a Superior package or buy these bells and whistles. Don't do any of that stuff. I don't want you to spend any money at this junction. I want you to get monitoring for free. Okay, so that's what I want to do now. When we come back, I'm going to go through three or four more steps on how or what you need to do now, what you need to do now to avoid getting identity theft, credit, your credit hacked, loans under your name, and all this other stuff. So stay tuned. We will be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. If you'd like to reach out to me, please give me a call. Now I can go over the whole country. So if you need help in any other states other than Illinois, I can help you. 844-775-LOAN. And again, my name is Dan Frio, the Mortgage Update. And we're going over today, we're talking about all the credit breaches that have happened in the last few years. One is very current. It's Capital One just got hacked recently. 100 million people had their identity or their credit profile stolen. Okay. So again, if you haven't been affected yet, the odds are you are going to. It could be tomorrow. It could be 3 years from now. It's going to happen. So instead of, you know, waiting to that point until it happens and then reacting, be proactive. Be proactive instead of reactive. Okay, so when we went over the first section or segment of the show, freeze your credit. So go to TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, go through their system, and right in there, you can freeze your credit. Set up an account. It's free. It'll give you a PIN number. You can plug that in to turn off on and off the freeze. Okay, the next thing you can do, this is becoming a hot item. It's kind of a, I'll be honest with you, it's kind of a pain in the butt because I have it on all of my credit cards, my PayPal account, even just to get into my phone anymore or my emails. It's enabling a two-factor authentication. So what happens is when you log into your account, it'll now say we have to authenticate it again. We will either call you with a PIN, you can plug it, we'll text you with a PIN, then you plug in that PIN number, and then it takes you into your account. So great idea. I don't know. I have it on all my accounts because I for some reason I get hacked a lot, and until about a year or two ago, until I got into some of these things that I preach to you, I have now started doing about a year ago, and since then it's been clean. Knock on wood. So you want the two-step authentication. So again, what will happen is you log into your bank account and then it'll say, okay, we need to authenticate this again. We will shoot you an email, a text, or give you a call. Which do you choose? You click that and go forward with a PIN number that it provides you. So with all of your credit cards, you know, go into their websites And, you know, if you do have a MasterCard with Bank of America or Wells Fargo, whomever, go into that account online and check in there. Almost every one of those accounts now or every one of those systems has a two-step process. So that's my step two. Okay. If these techies are that savvy to break in even to the IRS, they can probably break in some way, somehow into this two-step process. But again, it's another layer of protection. Another layer of protection. Okay. So now the next step. You need to get a credit monitoring system. Okay. There's two versions of this. And I actually, on Credit Scores and More, I have both these versions. I would highly suggest that you do both of these systems. You have to do the free system. If you don't, it's completely idiotic. And I apologize to put it that way. If I offered you something for free that's going to protect you, why would you say no? There are no costs to this. I'm even telling you, don't buy any of the upgrades, period. So go to creditscoresandmore.com. I'm sorry, it sounds like an infomercial, but I can't do any more. I've created this well for your horse to drink. I'm pulling the horse over. All I need you to do is help me make this horse drink. That's all I need you to do. So go to creditscoresandmore.com, scroll down, complete step one. All right, it's that simple. It'll take you 2 minutes. Now, there are paid systems. Let me be frank. Free is free. You get good service if it's free service. It's not going to include all the bells and whistles. Okay? That's why I created step four. Step four is a system that I personally use, and it's a credit monitoring system that's far exceeds everything out there. It's through Norton's. If you go through the website, I think you get a discount code, things like that to make it cheaper for you. There's different variations of packages. It'll protect your credit cards, your bank account, your social security number. It'll cover everything. It'll do a complete search on you, name, birth date, social security numbers, addresses, everything possible, and monitor all of that data. So let's say I think some of these are like $10 a month. It's well worth that than being hacked. I've been hacked I had my IRS information hacked. Somebody filed my IRS returns about 3 years ago, and they were getting a $10,000 refund. How I found out is I went to file my taxes, and when I got there to push the button to file, it said, "You already filed." Like, I didn't file. So then I called them. That's like calling, you know, whatever. I mean, you sit on hold for 4 days and all that other stuff. And then, you know, when I finally got through, they're like, "Oh, you already filed." I'm like, "No, I didn't file. I'm trying to file right now." So I had to file a police report. I had to do this. I had to go send in a whole bunch of documentation. Now I had to manually file my tax returns, mail them in, get it certified mail. I had to do all this. The odd thing is I did all that. And about a month later, I receive a $10,000 refund check to my house. So I call the IRS and I'm like, "Guys, I did like 20 steps that you told me to avoid this hack or breach, and you still sent out the check." So I'll leave that for another day. But so that's what happens on that. So please, I can't, I won't say it anymore. Get credit monitoring. And most likely, if you have a Capital One account, because they just recently got breached, they're going to offer this for free. The government should make them offer this for free. I mean, so their company, you're putting all of your data in there, assuming that it's secure, not assuming there's a breach. If it's a breach, it's their fault. It's not your fault. So they should offer this, I say, for a lifetime, but a lot of times they'll negotiate with their lobbyists and come back, and they'll get, you know, 6 months of coverage, which is complete BS, but it is what it is. The next thing is people that they call this phishing. Don't be phished. What that means is people will call you and send you mailers, send you emails asking for certain information. you could probably call your credit card company or the IRS or any your tax advisor, anybody, and they're going to say, we don't ask you for your Social Security number online or over the phone. You know, they're not blatantly just going to come out there and ask you for this data. Unfortunately, a lot of the elder people, this happens and they get hosed. My parents recently, they got that infamous phone call. If you haven't heard of this one, somebody will call and they said it was their grandson. He's in jail right now and he needs money quick to pay to get out of jail. Don't let mom and dad know because they're going to get mad. So we need your credit card number or we need you to wire us money or, you know, things like that immediately. You know, don't fall for that. Ask for some, you know, to talk to somebody at the police station. Get the number where they are at the police station. Try to call that police station back. Make sure it is a police station. It could happen. It probably not going to happen. But please avoid a lot of scams like that. Then the final piece of the puzzle. And again, this is also a pain in the butt. I get it. But unfortunately, be proactive instead of reactive. So you probably get alerts all the time saying your password's going to expire. That's a good thing. You should change your password periodically, probably once a month. Unfortunately, it's hard to do because you have a credit card one. You have one to pay your phone bill. You have one to pay your cable bill. You have one for the mortgage company. You have one for the utility bills. You have one for, you know, you probably have 10 of them. So every time you change one, you forget to write it down or your autosave doesn't work or this. So you could have, you know, within 6 months, you could have 50 different passwords that then it comes completely confusing. I'll try to create in creditscoresandmore.com. I'll try to find a company out there or a system you can use that is a password saver. So you can go in there and save that data pretty simply and then access that wherever you need to access it from. So again, the last thing is change your password periodically, make it case sensitive, put in their numbers, put in their different codes of things. Make it, you know, Mississippi with a capital M and then numbers at the last end, maybe your birth date and then maybe an exclamation mark or a capitalization of something or an at symbol or something. Make it kind of funky. So when somebody does a kind of a scan of passwords, it's very difficult to figure out. So again, I want to just go through it real quick. First thing we want to do is freeze your accounts, freeze your credit. The next thing is we want to enable two-factor authentication. The next thing you want to do is monitor your credit. Get a system. Go to creditscoresandmore.com. Do step one. It's free. And then do if you want added protection, you have bank accounts, stock accounts, retirement accounts, go to step four. It's well worth probably $10 a month for you know just a peace of mind there. Watch the scammy emails, scammy mail, and scammy phone calls. And lastly, change your password. Change it at least once a month or once every 60 days. So that's the show, guys. I don't mean to scare you, but it's out there. There's bad people out there trying to get your data and trying to, you know, get into using your accounts to prosper and profit. So again, my name is Dan Freo. I hope you enjoyed the show. If I could be of any help to you, please reach me at 877-844-775-LOAN. God bless. Come back again tomorrow. Same time, same place.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Freo. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.